Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Devontae. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. May I help you?
Yes, I've been trying to get online for 2 weeks to file a claim, but I can't seem to get through, so I guess I need to call and go through the phone side of it.
Yes, can I have the reason you're calling to file a claim on today, sir?
I've been laid off from work.
Sir, can I have your social?
420-88-7410.
Yes, sir. So I will go ahead and file a claim for you. Can you please verify your first, last name, and also your middle initial for me?
Victor E. Dabbs.
And also, can you please verify your date of birth?
9/28/62.
That's 9/28/62. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Sir, do you have difficulty? Well, just verify that you are a male and also that you are a U.S. citizen. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
Sir, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I do not.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
Yes, I did.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Can you provide your mother's maiden name for me?
Fuller.
Sir, do you have a driver license?
Yes, I do.
What state is your license is located in? Also, what's your license number?
Alabama, 4722481.
And it's 4722481. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
And also, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. Would you like direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, direct deposit would be fine.
Would you like direct deposit into your checking or savings account?
Yes.
Into your checking or savings account, sir?
Checking account.
Can you please provide the routing and also your account number for me?
Give me just 1 second. I need to grab a checkbook.
No problem, sir.
Okay, the routing number will be 021-201383. That may be the account number. That's the first one, I guess.
And that's the account number?
Yes.
And it's 021-201383. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what's the account number, sir?
That was the account.
Well, the routing. I apologize for that, sir. I mean the routing.
Okay. It'd be 40-500-90-933.
And it's 40-000-500-90. Is that correct for the routing number, sir?
0-0-0-0-5-0-0-90-933.
Yes, Yes, sir. So I wouldn't be able to enter 933 at the end for the routing number. It would be too many numbers.
Okay, well, then we must have them backwards then. I'm wondering if that's the account number. I don't know. I'm looking on the bottom of a check, and I don't know which one's which. My wife usually handles all the banking.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, with me having to enter 933 at the end, it will be too many numbers.
Okay, well, I guess let's drop the four zeros off first and do the 500-90933.
You say it's 500-90933. Is that correct for the routing?
That's correct.
Your account is 02120183. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, sir. So it's showing that the route number that you provide is invalid.
Okay. Well, do you know on the bottom of a check which one's which?
Yes, sir. So I do apologize. I'm not sure on which one is which exactly. I can advise you that you can actually contact like your bank that you're banking with, and they will be able to provide you your routing and also the account number verbally, sir.
Okay, can you just mail my check to me or something, and then I'll change it later if I need to, if I can find the information?
So I can advise you that you can set to receiving the benefits card and change to direct deposit later, sir, but you wouldn't be able to receive a check, anything of that sort. Or it would either be the benefits card or direct deposit.
Can you give me just one more second and I can find out which one we need?
Can give a few seconds, but I wouldn't be able to just hold on line due to this being an emergency line, sir.
I understand. All right, give me just a few seconds. I'm going to try it while we're talking. I'm going to message my wife and get her to give me the numbers while we're doing this. Okay, I've sent her one. I should have it back in just a second while we're talking, if you can proceed any what you can.
So this is the last section on this page before we are able to continue to the next page, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, it should take her just a second to type it in. I know it's one of these. I just don't remember on the bottom of this check which one's which. I don't do a deal with enough of this to know. She's typing it in there. Have y'all been having website problems? Is that why we can't get through online?
So regarding the online information, sir, with this line here, we wouldn't have any access to the information. This is only the claims line, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I've been trying to do is file a claim, and I can't. Can't get through to it for some reason or another. Okay, the account number is 500-90933.
It's 590-933. Is that correct for the account number, sir?
That's correct.
And what's the routing number, sir?
02120183.
02120183. Is that correct?
Yes. We had them right backwards. That's correct.
And also, sir, can you please provide your mailing address for me?
1293 Old Davidson Road, Davidson, Alabama, 36256.
And also, is your residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, it's not.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Sir, can you please provide your telephone number for me?
256-596-1357.
It's 256-596. What was the last phone number, sir?
1357.
256-596-13957, is that correct?
Yeah, 1357.
256-596-1357. And also, sir, can you please provide your mailing address for me?
1293 Old Davidson Road, Davidson, Alabama.
You did state that, sir. It's 1293 Old Davidson Road, Davidson, Alabama, 365-256. Is that correct?
Yeah, 36256. Yes.
No problem. I do have that correct here, sir. One second. And also, sir, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Enterprise, Bessemer, Phoenix City, Raleigh, or none of the above?
Which one is closest to me would be Wadley.
What I'm asking is, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Enterprise, Bessemer, Phoenix City, Raleigh, or none of the above?
I don't understand the question. Wadley is the closest one to me.
No problem. I did select Wadley. Sir, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1995 Ford F-350 and 1996 Geo Prism, 1999 Acura TL, a 2001 Audi A4, or you have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
95 Ford F-350.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Cap Rock Cafe, Panos Yard Tools, Taylor's Place, Valley Drapery, or none of the above?
Taylor's Place.
And also, sir, did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive a notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
No.
Sir, can you please provide your last day worked?
Last day worked would have been, let's see, day is the 14th, isn't it? The 4th.
What was the date again, sir?
February the 4th.
22, is that correct?
Yes.
No problem, so I do have 2422 as your last day worked. Sir, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Sir, do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for your business?
I'm self-employed. I mean, I work for a company. No, I'm not. I don't work for myself, no.
So are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently?
Am I traveling? No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel in one way to a job?
30.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$20 an hour.
Sir, do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Sir, do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No. No, I do not.
Sir, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
He gave me an estimate, probably 3 months, 90 days.
Oh, okay, sir. So what will be the date for the return date, sir?
I will see. June 1st.
Six 1 22, is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Since the most, well, sir, are you in temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
No.
Sir, can I please have the job title at the company on where you was recently employed?
Construction manager. Construction manager.
Yes, sir. So as of now, we'll verify job description that best fits your job title. You will say which one that does best fit your title. Do you plan, direct, coordinate, or budget usually through subordinate supervisory personnel activities concerned with the construction and maintenance of structures, facilities, and systems, participate in the conceptual development of construction projects, and oversee its organization, scheduling, and implementation? So does this best fit your job title?
Yes.
And also, are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Not at this time. I'm expecting to go back to work.
No problem. So what would you like to continue? Sir, think, just so that you will be aware, if you select no to the question, then you will have to provide another job title that you're seeking work for. Would you like to continue with yes to that question, sir?
Yes, I'm looking for work.
And also, sir, can I please have the name of the company and where you was recently employed?
Quality Integrated Services.
And also, can I have the phone number to this company, sir?
Yes. Just 1 second.
No problem. It's 580-468, and what was the last phone number, sir?
6601.
And it's 580-468-6601, is that correct?
Yes.
Sir, can I have your start date and also your last work day with this company? You did state that your last day of work was 2/4/22. What would be the start date, sir?
Start date would have been March 1st, 2008.
So it's 3/1/2008, and also, is that correct?
Yes.
In what city or state was work performed?
I work here from home. I'm home.
Montgomery, Alabama?
I work out. Yes.
Well, what was the city, sir?
At Davidson, Alabama.
Okay, Davidson.
Yes.
Ms. Davison, Alabama. Sir, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, any of these?
No.
Sir, have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And also, sir, can I please have the reason for separation?
A layoff.
Oh, okay, so well, you wasn't discharged anything of that sort, is that correct, sir?
I'm sorry?
You wasn't discharged anything of that sort, is that correct?
No.
And, like, were you laid off due to, well, what was the reason for the layoff, sir, just to verify?
Our work is pushed back a year, 6 months. Our work was moved, delayed.
Oh, okay, no problem, sir. And also, sir, do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
And just to verify that you are able to complete weekly certifications, is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So I do have the 4-digit PIN number for the weekly. Do you have anything to write in the notes down?
Yes, I do.
The number is 1062.
1062.
1062.
1062, yes.
Yes, sir. 1062. Do you have that number written or notated?
Okay. Yes, I do.
1062, the 4-digit PIN number for your weekly. Sir, the following instructions, telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, must begin meeting your unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered your work with the Alabama Career Center system. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center logins at alabamaworks.alabama.gov/bossnet and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work inactively, seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendars, weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet or next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Dabbs, sir, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
No problem, sir. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.